get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today's episode, we're going to be discussing David and Tim's seven favorite WordPress tools. Are you excited, awesome. Tim?
I am very excited.
Well, let's go ahead.
And to be clear, this isn't, we'll have future episodes where we focus on plugins specifically, but this is kind of a mixture of different tools, themes, plugins, etc. So just want to make that clear.
Absolutely. Let's dive straight into the list. Number one, our favorite WordPress tool. We both agree on this one, Tim, is Divi. Absolutely. We both love Divi. We use Divi as the framework for the websites that we build. Pretty much 100%, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I haven't used anything but Divi in a very long time, several years.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. Divi is a drag and drop page builder. It comes with the Divi plugin as well as a full-blown theme. So if you like the flexibility of the Divi builder and you want to incorporate that into another WordPress theme, no problem. Elegant Themes has you covered because they've come out with the Divi plugin, and you can add that to any WordPress theme you want to use in the world. The advantage, really, and the power behind Divi that I really like is the page builder. It allows you to be very, very creative with your blog posts, your pages, and so on and so forth. What about you, Tim? What's your favorite thing about Divi?
I would say, I mean, it's kind of a catchy phrase, but Divi is user-friendly enough for beginners, but it's powerful enough for professionals. And so that's what I love about it is when you're handing sites off to clients, it's, you know, intuitive enough with a quick run through of how they edit their site, you know, change different things in the content, etc. But yet it's powerful enough to be used by professionals to create professional level, agency level websites. And then there's the whole library aspect, being able to save layouts and so forth. That's a little bonus tip about Divi.
Yeah, and we're gonna dive probably in a future episode more deeply into Divi. Let's head on down through the list. Number two, Tim, I think you've got covered.
Yes, number two on our list is Desktop Server. That is by far one of my favorite WordPress tools. Basically what it does is it allows you to run WordPress on your local computer instead of setting it up on a hosting account, a live internet server. So it's running locally on your computer as if your computer is the server. And so the benefits of that is, for one, you don't need an internet connection to be able to create a website, but it also makes creating extremely quick because you are not saving to a live server's database somewhere in a different location. You're saving to your local computer, and so you're able to create pages and make changes so much quicker, and then you can migrate to a live server after the site is done. And so every website I build, I always start using Desktop Server first and then migrate it to a live server or the client server, etc. But I always start in the same place, Desktop Server.
Fantastic tool. Absolutely love Desktop Server as well. Let's move on to number three. One of my favorite tools, Caldera Forms.
Yeah.
You know, a form is, contact forms on website is pretty much a must have for every website that's built ever.
Yeah.
You're going to use some type of form. Josh Pollock and Christy over at Caldera Forms have done a fantastic job with their product. They have a freemium model, you know, form. Full-blown free version allows you to have conditional logic. If you don't know what that means, Google it. If this, then that. It's just a very powerful, flexible tool that we love to use. Josh Pollock and Caldera Forms.
Absolutely. Yeah, Caldera, they pack a lot into that free version too, which is awesome. So that brings us to the next one on the list, which is Gravity Forms. Now, I love Caldera Forms, and I do use and recommend Caldera. I use Gravity Forms probably more often just because I've been using it for so much longer, and so I have a lot of client sites that are on it, and it's kind of, you know, part of my existing workflow. And it's similar to Caldera in a lot of ways, where it has so many features that allow you to build forms very easily, and not just forms, but really complex forms with conditional logic and you know, different ways to send the email, different notifications and so forth. And so I've been able to build some pretty incredible out of the box types of forms with Gravity Forms, and so it is by far one of my favorite WordPress tools.
Fantastic. And we use Gravity Forms as well, both Caldera and Gravity. I like yourself, we have a lot of clients still on Gravity Forms. We haven't completely migrated to Caldera. So wonderful tool. Number five on our list is a child theme generator. If you're going to make any modifications or anything to your WordPress website, it's very important, in my opinion, and I believe Tim's as well, that you have a child theme protecting those updates. What is a child theme? Child theme is a theme that inherits the functionality and styling of another theme called the parent theme. So, for example, Divi is the parent theme, and the framework that we discussed is our number one tool that we love to use. Mm-hmm. A child theme basically sits on top of that and allows you to modify that parent theme to fit the needs of your website, and that's called a child theme. So when Divi has a update, it doesn't, you don't lose all the modifications that you have on your theme.
Yeah. And one thing I do want to point out, this, you only absolutely need a child theme if you're editing the theme files. If you're just saving, you know, a page in WordPress, those changes aren't at risk of being overwritten when you have a theme update. But if you're going to be sticking with the website long term, which in most cases most people are, it's never a bad idea to have a child theme in place. And so the child theme generator is a great way of easily generating a child theme within a few seconds, so that you never have to worry about it again. So if you decide later down the road to edit a few files on the theme, they're not at risk of being overwritten when the theme updates. And so Divi.space, if you're using the Divi theme, outstanding child theme generator, very quick and easy.
Yeah, and it works with any WordPress theme. So even if you're using, you know, Beaver Builder or Aveda or the X theme, head on over to Divi.space, use the child theme generator. You can generate a child theme and use it with any WordPress theme on the planet.
Oh, nice. Did not know that.
Let's go with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What's number 6, Tim?
Number 6 on my list is WP Engine Hosting. And so, as we mentioned, this isn't just plugins and themes. We have other tools. Well, every website needs a good host. And so my absolute all-time favorite hosting company is WP Engine. Highly recommend. You're going to pay a little bit more than some of the other hosting out there, but you get a lot more for your money. So I'm a huge fan.
Absolutely. Love, love, love WP Engine. Coincidentally, number 7 on my list of our favorite WordPress tools is a hosting company. Also, it's our go-to host, A2 Hosting. Yes. Like Tim already said, don't want to reiterate too much, but hosting's very important. So find a good, reputable host, stick with them, and it will pay it dividends in the long run. So
absolutely,
Tim, we've come to the end of another episode.
Yes, we have.
Remember to subscribe and like our podcast, leave a review, and until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
We'll see you next time. Take care.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.